So Deepak Bhai, Pujya Deepak Bhai, our Gnani of the Akram Vignan has entered the Simla City Hall, and this is the 4th of January 2012. And today is the day of Tele Satsang, so this is a translation of it. He is just in the front of the Lord Simandar and and Gnani Purush laying flowers at his feet and moving over to the main deity of Lord Simandar, just to his left, placing a garland over him. A crowd of about 1,000 people here now, following the major celebrations of the Pran Pratishtha at Godhra. And a day of rest yesterday, in which we had a translation of the DVD of Niruma from the Wales Shibir. Now, as he bows down at the feet of the fully enlightened one, we too do the same. He moves over to the two deities, the goddess, the Amba, Ma Amba, and Ma Padmavati, the celestial deities that protect the path of liberation of everyone. As he turns and looks at all the Mahatmas now, as he's turning and looking at the Mahatmas, you know, and he's giving darshan now. This is going to be a tele satsang with a listening only, no questions to be asked, as the pre-asked questions will be answered. This morning in Tele Satsang is a non-Western crowd. The Western crowd is Susanna from Berlin, Nada from Lindau, Kimochi from Spain, Gudrun from Lindau area, and then Uwe to my right, and behind me, Nancy and Alicia. Of course, our ever-present Alicia here in Simla City, who is doing a tremendous job facilitating Vela. Facilitating the satsang for all the Mahatmas in the non-Gujarati world. Jai Sachidanand. The awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme One, the absolutely enlightened one who resides within you with a deep sense of oneness and obeisance. Jai Satchitanand. Everybody has had bliss throughout this Pran Pratishtha, no? Yes? It was a Pratishtha that is out of this world. Pratishtha meaning the life installation ceremony in the idols of the fully enlightened ones, as well as those who support their vision and path. The Shibir is different, Parayan is different, Satsang is different, and Pratishtha is different. All of those events keep on increasing the bliss only, and you feel as if every time the bliss is higher than the last time. Where do you think it is arising from? Where do you think it comes from? It is definitely there, is it not? You know, yes. Compared to the last Dadavani, this Dadavani is so excellent, so excellent. This Dadavani is so much higher. No, it is the same. You are the one who has come higher. The Dadavani is the same. And so this time you understand a little more, therefore you say, what a magnificent Dadavani, better than last one. So it is better than the last one. No, the Dadavani remains the same. It is your veils that get removed, and therefore you are able to appreciate it more. And this is how you rise higher and forward. People still walking in here as a... And the essence and the bottom line of all talk is that whatever, no matter what the circumstances, there should not be any raag dvesh in it. Whether it is very cold or it's very hot, whether the temperature increases or decreases.
You see, the cold. In fact, the cold blanket takes away your heat, does it not? Your body is warm, but you put a cold blanket, and then so it absorbs your heat. So everything just takes. It's a give and take account, and you're not supposed to suffer the pain. And then when you suffer the pain, when you blame others, saying that I got only a light blanket for this cold weather. You should be aware that this body got a cold blanket, and now it has got a hot blanket, a hot bed. Be the knower of it all. Yes, everybody says, are you not the knower? Then you should not be the sufferer or the complainer. But it is the intellect that makes you go in that direction. But we are not to see anyone at fault in this, just see the pure. And in all, and try to find the solution. Try to get a thicker blanket if you need to. So you try to do anything that will increase the heat around you. But in the internal experiment, you are becoming aware of the cold and the heat that is constantly changing. You should find out why you did the darshan. Can you not see why you went to do the darshan? How many times you went for darshan, but why did you do the darshan? He says, or you ate two big laddus or the two big pieces of cheesecake. Why did you do it? So then in evening, why don't you then decrease less? And therefore, if you eat less, then you have balanced it out. And therefore, you have to continue to see what file one is doing. And in this manner, Dada says that this field stock that you have from the last life is not going to increase. It is definitely going to decrease, but never ever going to increase. If it keeps on increasing, then will you not have more white hair on your head? But no, it is not like that. It is constantly decreasing. No, nothing new is going to happen to you. Only that which was filled in the last life is going to come out. If it is junk, and it's going to come out. If it is good stock, it's going to come out. Both are going to come out. And then in this manner, within one more life, some people do economize. Some people say, no, little bit, no, they'll economize. No, let it all come out. If heavy stock is coming out, let it all come out. It's when the time arises, the stock will arise, and it is all based on time. It is an account. When the time is right, when the time, the location, the space, and the intention all come together, then it will discharge. And the intensity with which it was filled in the last life, that is how it's going to discharge in this life. So the intent, then the space, then the time, and then the matter, all four get together, and then it happens. Someday you say, oh, on that day, you know, the food was so heavy and my stomach was upset. Well, on some other days in winter, he says, oh, you feel very hungry. No, in winter you feel more hungry. No, that is not the case. It is your internal subatomic particles that are drawing in more food. And you say, you make a general statement that people tend to eat more in winter. So I got one more file in the family, another baby, somebody gets a fourth child. No, it is not an increase in the file. It is the file that was already there in your blueprint from past life that has now come in front of you, like as a grandchild or a grandson or a daughter, son-in-law, etc. So the file one is to continue to see the worldly interaction, and your lens is continuously focused on file one only. And this way, your energies will increase to the point where, just as Lord Mahavir was saying, only one Pudgal, one non-self complex, the body complex of file one. In the same way, a time will come when your vision will be continuously, constantly absorbed in seeing file one only and nothing else. You see, when you have the time to let go of the taxi so that you can enter the train, do you cry for the taxi? No, don't you enter the train? When you have to leave the train, do you cry for the train? No, now you're getting on the aeroplane, right? And so this is how in life you just kind of discard different forms and different situations of your own self. yourself and move on further and further and further. In this way, for infinite lifetimes, everything has been changing for you by capital, and the journey of the self is moving in that direction, is it not? But as long as there is the egoism, I am aware and I am doing it, then it will not let you increase in this awareness of the self. It will not let you remain on the track of the self. But Dada has given us such a magnificent science that we can, that lets us escape from the link that was of the worldly interaction into the link of the S capital self and bliss eternal. What is the nature of moksha? Then just be the knower and the seer of file one. That is the nature of moksha. The nature of moksha is to be able to see file one. Initially, instead of seeing file one, you see the faults of file one, see the faults of Uva, and then if there is any rag dvesh in it, is he doing rag dvesh in those faults, then you do not do the rag dvesh, because it is a filth stock, and therefore you have come back to seeing Uva, and then this way Uva gets emptied and you become free to see, focus only on Uva only. And so five agnas is the way in which you proceed in that direction. Vyavasthit and all this. Now in the new year, don't we have to get a new year, or do we have to keep on with the old agnas? So let us. Are you going to keep on in the last year, like 2011? Now should you not move on to the new standard of 2012? In that. All the five agnas are connected. The relative and real are connected, but relative is under sign SCE, and the relative is to be dealt with equanimity. Remain in the real and settle the file with equanimity. That is all there is to it. So then today, now we are going to, then we will take the agna of Vyavasthit, scientific circumstantial evidences. So you should never say, why is he doing this? Why is she doing this? Why is this happening like this? Those questions are not there, because it is all Vyavasthit and it is all discharging, and who are you going to blame in discharge? So this is how it's happening. So see what is happening only, and do not do rag, dvesh, attachment and aversion. And yes, you should have the intention that, I should have the awakened awareness so that I can see only my prakriti and nobody else's prakriti. And then for the other ones are only to be settled with equanimity, and this prakriti has to be seen exactly as it is. So this is how the five agnas are in application. That the relative is the world interaction, and in every situation and circumstance apply the agna, and that is the highest purushartha, the inner progress towards the S capital self. And this is, we have the phenomenal and the magnificent Dada Vani, the speech of the Gnani Purush that is always helping us. What is Dada trying to say in this? Until he will lift us up all the way to the absolute enlightenment, Keval Gnan, absolute knowledge. And we should be in that track only, because the work. And so when you read something, read Dada Vani, so if it has been written in the, after Vrodhra will come Bharuch, then even Surat, and after Surat will come Bombay, so then Surat, then Valsad, Mumbai. So will you not be, so these are only words written on a sentence, but will you not see it? So these are all relative stations, and in the same way we have subtle stations of the initial awakening. We could see that this is the station of the intellect. The intellect is seeing this problem. This thoughts are of the thought. The thoughts through conduct, speech, and actions are all part of the intellect only. And I, the awakened one, has got the awakened energy of the self, which is prajna. And through that awakened energy of the self, I am the knower and the seer of this. And this that is happening. So the words of Dada Shri are actually the inner milestones on the path of liberation. And they will get set exactly as milestones on your path of liberation, and so you will stay on track and you will not go off track. If somebody says that, these other people are so egoistic, so the hearing those words, should you immediately lift you up into prajna, rather than to say, yes, he is an egoist, he is such an egotistical person, etc. Then try to see what kind of speech has come out of the mouth of this non-self complex, and see it. Had it hurt anybody? Did it preserve the pride of the other person? Did it preserve the level of the other person? Is there any anger, greed, deception, or pride in this that is happening? And is there anything in it which is possibly hurtful? Then make nada do the pratikraman, make file one do the pratikraman on this. And so the words of dada, the talk of dada, and this who, if you know, who is getting this gnana of dada? You should say, no, I'm not, I'm the knower and the seer. It's uwe whose bulb is lighting up more and more. So uwe is getting more and more gnana. So you should be aware of uwe getting more and more enlightened. You are the fully enlightened one. So this speech is the highest way in which to approach the gnani purush. And so the worldly talks and books are all in the relative level that lets you visualize the relative world, whereas the words of the Gnani Purush lift you up in the realm of absolute liberation to the bliss of the self, and lives as you read the words of the Gnani Purush. So therefore, continue studying this words of the Gnani Purush and be free as you study them, and then it will set in exactness. Oh, last time Dada was saying it, by studying you say, oh, Dada was saying this, now he's saying this. So what is the connection between the two? So you get the inner connection rather than the external connection. And this is how you remain on the track of liberation rather than getting off on side tracks. Oh, I did not know Dada was trying to say it. I did not know there are so many internal stations towards moksha. Just as there are external stations from here to Vadodara, to Surat, to Bombay, there are many stations. In the same way, in the internal path of liberation, there are so many stations. What is the status of the Gnani? What is Gnani Pad? The Gnani Pad means that, you know, in anything that happens, there is an instant inner analysis of what has happened. What this is, you know, that he is flawless, this is filled junk, this is Vyavasthit, this is he's the non-doer, and he is pure soul, etc. All of those evidences immediately arise, and so it sets you in the exactness of the precise track of the playfair. If somebody is complaining to you, or if you find that there is a complaint, then you should really say, oh, Uwe is complaining, but what is the total nature of the vision behind it? And with that light, there is no ragdvesh at all. And that and is what is the Gnanji capital in the Vani of Dada, in the speech of Dada. And the more you study it in this precision, so if Dada tells me, one sentence, Dada might have said 25 years, then I will know that it is the ego that is happening to this. This is happening. It is just a nimit. I should be grateful to the nimit who is making me suffer, etc. But Dada may have said all of these words. Then if it becomes free, if I become free from my junk, then I will become even more and more free in this thing, as we think so. And so this is how the Vignan of Dada gets sets in exactness. And then when Dada says something, only one word to you, then you catch it and see how it applies to you. Rupesh, there's a question from Rupesh now. Now Deepak Bhai is skipping the tele satsang and has converted into a regular satsang, so which is good because it flows better. Jai Sachidana. In yesterday's CD, Niruma was saying there was a reading in Apta Sutra, and we were talking about the boat is telling the river, you follow my way. I'm not going to follow you according to the meandering river. The Navadu, the boat, you are telling, trying to change Vyavasthit, you're telling the river. The boat is telling the river, you flow according to the way I want to flow. Can that happen? No, you have to flow according to the way the river flows. So I feel as if I'm constantly trying to say and hope for better flow in the river. I'm waiting for better circumstances in the Vyavasthit. Supposing if I get a cold mattress, then and I'm always trying to get a warmer mattress, am I not? So am I not trying to change my vyavasthit? And if I don't get cold water, hot water for shower, I'm trying to get hot water for the shower during the pratishtha. So am I not trying to change everything? All of this thing is happening within. So am I missing the agna of vyavasthit? No. If you see what is happening inside, then you are in vyavasthit. You are in the agna. But if you blame others, then you are changing vyavasthit. You are trying to go against vyavasthit. If you see somebody at error in the flowing river pattern, then it is you're flowing against the flow. But you see, if you see what is happening within Suzane, then it is you are still in the agna of vyavasthit. So that is gnana only. But I am not able to converse with Rupesh at that time. I am not able to converse. I don't have any problem with adjusting, and I don't have any problem with not seeing other. But if there is no suffering, but if you miss out the agna of vyavasthit, then there will be suffering within. Why am I the one whizzing around? Everybody else got hot water. How come I didn't get hot water? Then you have just missed the agna of the gnani, and therefore there is suffering. So then when there is suffering, the fault is of the sufferer. Then who are you going to throw a blame? It is your own fault. And so there are, you know, you never know. Even at the age of 70, the antakaran will show you. How about getting married to this woman at the age of 70, for heaven's sake? Why? So you never know what is going to arise from you within. So the mind is contradictory. You see, the mind, while sometimes will show you I'm going to die, going to the funeral home, and other time it will show you I want to get married to this nice 65-year-old woman. After all, she's only right my right age. I'm 70, she's 65, so that's good. No, but so are you going to follow the mind, or are you going to see the mind? So, you know, if you are a very greedy person, then it will come, even at the age of 70, will not let you spend 5 euros. So when are you going to get rid of your greed? So this is all field stock. You are supposed to just see the field stock, and whatever the vyavasthit is unfolding in that, you just see it, and all I have to do is to kind of take care of Uwe, myself only, the file one only, and we take care. But if the circumstances he asks are not convenient, then later on I do pratikraman, this is an account, etc. I do that. I do pratikraman, but I'm missing out the penance. But he says, if you are talking to the file one, to keep file one separate, to converse with file one, it is a very big step towards inner penance. And if you can remain equanimous and observe the red hot plate of Uwe until it becomes grey again, that is a very high level of penance only. You see, when if you do not get food for 3 or 4 days, then you will immediately come back to the S capital self. You know, self will arise within you. You will not think of anything else in the world. You will not think of the luxuries of the world. The food is not coming to you. You will go into the S capital self automatically. You see, and so this is the penance. This is the penance that is happening. In the same way, yes, you should know that the non-self complex, the Pudgal, is remembering the past, good times, the current and the future, and be aware of the spectrum of what this body is remembering. But is this at the level of Mahatmas? How should it be for the level of Mahatmas, he asks? He is not seeing the other person at fault. If I don't get the this is because he's not at fault. These are all your account only. You should not see anybody at fault. You should not make any such adjustment. You know, if the food is very spicy in one part, then you know, take more of the non-spicy food and mix it up, and it will tone it down, will it not? So you can make your own inner adjustments. But if you just say, oh, today the food is no good, just because one item is very unpalatable, are you going to blame the entire, all the dinner? No. So so what has happened is vyavasthit. The plate that came in front of you is vyavasthit. Now your purusharth is to have the equanimity or to settle the file with equanimity. Supposing I'm not keeping the equanimity, but I have to apply for the equanimity. Is that, if you say this is all vyavasthit, that is already part of it. Do I have to set the if you are aware, therefore, or the vagna of vyavasthit is already there? Yes. Jagruti is is not part of Vyavasthit, or awareness is not part of Vyavasthit. Being aware is automatically the application of the Vyavasthit. If you are not aware, then you have missed out the Agna of Vyavasthit. So our currently with the Mahatmas have to start at the gross level. At gross means that which has happened. What has happened? So you know, if you say your 2000 has gone, but why did not 200 not leave euros? Only the pocket with the 2000 left in front of 500 people. Why is it that only your pocket got filled? So this that happened in the gross, in the overt, is the result of scientific circumstantial. Initially, then go into the more subtle. Why? In the subtle, Uwe is angry, upset, etc. At that time you say, then you apply the same. Supposing in the gross level, in the overt level, and through the mind, speech and body, the tea came late, you didn't get breakfast, you didn't get good dinner, this is all Vyavasthit. Now go to more subtle in everything, in any matters in life, whatever is happening from morning till evening, whatever happens, all that is visible through mind, speech and body, all of that is the gross Vyavasthit. And there you not blame anyone by saying it is all Vyavasthit. Now you become free from the gross, now you come to this, now then you have to go to the subtle. Because now you should say, now then at the subtle level it is because of this circumstance this breakfast got lost, and therefore you look at the circumstance by which your breakfast was not available and you kind of look at it, and so now you are looking at all the circumstances from inside. You are now from the visible evidences, now you are looking at the evidences through the vision of the S capital self and see why did it happen, why is it that you lost the 2000 instead of the 200 euros, you see why it is. So that is looking at it the subtle. So that means you look at the subtle evidences. So you're looking at the gross evidences of the thief, etc. Then the subtle evidences are your own evidences of Gnan through the evidences of Uwe. The evidences of Uwe. Who is this Uwe and why did he lose the 2000 euros and not the 200 euros? You see, why is he upset and why? You see, how will you understand the subtle? As you have to make a decision. Yes. If you have to make a decision, supposing you made a decision in a hurry, saying, rather than taking a collective decision, then now you know that you have bypassed the evidences of Vyavasthit, and therefore you should know that it is on the basis of scientific circumstantial evidences that the decision is going to be made. But you made a unilateral decision, go, because the ego is always the doer. No, you know, why wait for the decision? You know, why wait for the other person to make the decision? You make the decision and you go. So now your doership, so at the subtle level now in Vyavasthit, you are looking at the doership of ego, the pride of Uwe, the nature of Uwe, and now you're looking at how Uwe believes, I know and I think I can handle it, I do not need other people to help me. And so through the awareness now, having you're moving from the gross level into the subtle level of the the nature of the forces that make Uwe make the decision, of the unilateral decision of the ego related decision, that I'll handle it, I'll do it. So are you now remaining in the residual, I'm the doer attitude? Are you, those other people can't do it, I'm the only one who can handle it, and therefore you look at that, says, it's the intellect makes you believe, the intellect makes Uwe believe, I think I can handle it, and this is all we have afterwards, but I'm going to do this much only. So then now, and apply it in the subtle levels of, in the subtle level of I'm the doer, at the thought level, at the chit level, at the ego level, at the intellect level, then I can do it, my sense of how I can do it, and how I can do it better, and how your intellect tends to protect that, and always puts the other person at fault. No, she doesn't know better, I know better, etc. So keeps you into the residual mode of doership only. And that is at the subtle level of doership, that is the problem. And slowly, but as you win the gross level, as the overt level, and then when the gross work gets spoiled, something that Uwe has done that gets spoiled, then there is a tendency to blame other people. and that is big. But if you don't blame others in when an external task does not get blamed on anybody else, then you have won the external. Now you go into the internal level and find out what's going on happening within Uwe that makes it happen. Supposing something very good has happened with the program, say in Oberstdorf, etc., then there is an automatic tendency to enjoy it. And who is the enjoyer of it? It is the old ego that takes over. It is the ego that is a hungry ego. It likes to be, it likes to have its pride validated. It likes to be lifted up. And because it takes a lot of enjoys the sweetness of having done something good, and therefore when it doesn't happen, then there is a suffering of the ego. Oh, it didn't happen that way, and therefore there is a suffering. So at that time, you go into the subtle level and tell Uwe and Uwe, see, because you like to enjoy it having well done, therefore when it didn't happen, you're suffering. So you are neither the enjoyer of the pleasure that arises because the work was done very nicely, or you are not the blamer of anything that does not happen. When you the way it was meant to be. Now, initially, now catch the gross level only. To look at it and say, what is Alicia doing right now? You are aware of what Alicia is doing, what Kimochi is doing, and then having taken care of the thing, now then start seeing where the intellect of Alicia is doing the interference, and so. So then try to talk to the intellect and say, you made the unilateral decision, but if you had not made the decision, don't you think the other people would have come in and done the work anyway? So why do you have to insist that it has to be my way? And this is, so the more you become free from the sense of doership, they will have the best result in liberation. So then you will say, if something happens, the end, if you look at the end result is because you have given up your sense of wanting to have it your way, and this is the way. Because the ego intellect complex has only one work, has got only two jobs, one to interfere and two to bind an next life. And then sometimes we say that everything is because we feel that it's such a nice function. I just, from a person viewpoint, I'm saying that apart from the help of all the celestial beings, it seems as if the doership of the Mahatmas has decreased significantly year by year, and therefore the functions get carried on so very beautifully. And Deepak Bhai totally agrees, because they are letting go their idea of willful behavior. I want to have it my way, this is how it should happen. I want to have it this way, I know it better, etc. Let go of that, and to let go of the self-importance. I am the important person here. If I am not there, it's not going to happen. Let go of that. That was giving you the inner burning. That was the one that was making you suffer. Why don't you let go of that? And so if other people say, Susanna is the one that is the problem, then you should be very grateful for those people and accept it and just let go and try to see at the subtle level now where Susanna is at fault in this and letting go, and where she is not able to let go. And then talk to Susanna and say, Susanna, let go. What's in it? This is all happening as part of scientific circumstances. Evidences. And so if you can become free from this doership and you can let Vyavasthit be the doer, then you have become the S capital self. This is the heaviest opinion is of the doership. Who, if I'm not there, who is going to run this group? Who is going to run this company? Who is going to run this work? And that is the doership that makes you suffer so much. There was a lady who came from America, and then 3 months later, and she was away from her son, and then she realized while she was away from her son did better in school. What's happening? When she was with her son, the son was not doing well at school. So this is the let go of it. She realized she was here for 3 months in Simhadra city. Her son started doing better. So she was constantly nagging. This is her nagging attitude. I am the doer. If I don't watch over her homework, his homework, how is he going to study? Who are you going to? You yourself are a top TOP. spinning around, you know, wound in ignorance and unwinding in ignorance too. Don't you think that you are unwinding in Gnan? You are unwinding in ignorance. Gnan is you, ignorance and ignorance, winding and unwinding is going on. And I am the doer, is the verily the ignorance, says Narsi Mehta. And you know, the load is being carried by some other force and you believe that you are driving the load of this body. Are you carrying the load of this body complex that the world knows as Susanna? Because we have not enjoyed the exact bliss of the self, and that is why we seem to get into the sense of the doership. And so even whatever happens at the gross level at the night, we look at analyze it and see. He says you can only proceed through the by looking at the evidences. How you can whatever has happened is vyavasthit, and then for initially this is scientific circumstantial evidences is a much better word than the word vyavasthit, because you look at the evidence, which evidence, and then which evidence is lacking, why the work is not happening, and which evidence has come in and therefore the work has happened. So look at all the evidences, and that is how you are in the exact awareness of the agnas of the dada on the railway track of the two lines of the real and the relative on the path of moksha. And as the vision of the self increases, the intellect decreases, and I was able to see more and more. I was not seeing through the intellect only. The field stock, on what basis, on what intention, on what nimit, on what evidence of the time does it really explode? If you have the subatomic particles of a bitter vegetable for your meal inside you, then a bitter vegetable will come in front of you in that meal, and you believe that somebody has served you bitter vegetable. That's not true. It was part of the thing. So we will look into it. So now he's moving over to the next question. Akshesh is the next questioner. He's asking a question. January 2002. Akshesh Bhai is. So that question and answer lasted about 40 minutes.
Thank you.
Well, I want to understand Bhavsatta, the realm and the domain of the intention. I want to understand Bhavsatta, the intention. I want to understand intention. Satta, what is the realm and the domain and the control energy of Bhavsatta? Is that? And so, Dada Shri has said that the only thing that is within under our domain and realm is our intentions. And when we make an intention, then Vyavasthit brings out the results. But so I am having difficulty in understanding this in exactness. In terms of the cause versus the related, I do the pratikraman also. What is happening now is moved. What happens to bhav in pratikraman? So what is the bhavsatta during pratikraman? What is the bhavsatta during the cause? What is the bhavsatta during the effect? What is bhav intention? Are you shuddhatma or akshas? Asked the Deepak Bhai. So once you are shuddha, that means you are bhavsatta is not your. It is the end of bhav. Bhav means vibhav. Vibhav means of bhav. Intentions are of the non-self, of uve, not yours anymore. It is through ignorance that the current intention arises. And there are ignorance on last life, it was cause, and now again the intention arises again. This is called bhavna. There are two bhav. First vibhav means is I am uve, and then I can do it. Those two are the two vibhavs original, and that is I am uve, and then I can do it. That is the intention. And then anything happens, you say I did it, and so you say I did it. I was in the kitchen, therefore I made the tea. But in fact, did you make the tea, or this body then named uve was in the kitchen that made the tea? So this is all unfolding, and your role is the pure knower and seer of this intention in cause and the intention in effect. You made the tea because in the last life you had made the intention of making the tea for someone in somebody else's kitchen. So this is bhav means bhav. The real meaning of Bhav means? Bhav means I am, is the existence. And if you are in the self, that means I am in the pure soul. And if I, the original vision is called Bhav. And then if I am this body, then for I am this body. And so that is the Bhav. So Swabhav means I am pure soul, and Vibhav means I am over. And so then now when you are in Vibhav, I am over, then you are in the domain of over and the non-self complex. When you're in the Swabhav, then you're in the domain of the S-capital self automatically. So the Bhav, the word is Bhav, and Satta is the domain, the realm, the control issues, etc. But you see, these are independent. And so I'm a pure soul, so you are in a domain of the pure self. You are Uwe, then you are in the domain of Uwe. And Uwe has got Bhav, Abhav, Vibhav. And that Uwe has got the intentions. You don't have any intentions. So you say, oh, I'm making the bhav of Jagat Kalyan, I'm doing bhav. They are all of Uwe. They are not of yours, the Y capital self. They are not yours. Even the Jagat Kalyan bhavna is not yours. They are of the S capital self. They are you are the S capital self. They are of the one who is awakened and who makes them. So bhavs, once you are in vibhav, once you are in I am Uwe, that means automatically, even if you do not want to have intentions will happen, because you are in that space on the basis of that which arises on the basis of space, location, intention will arise. On the basis of time, intention will arise. On the basis of objects, intention will arise. So these are all evidences that are of the vyavasthit that are in front of you, and you, by wrong belief, you say it is happening to me, but it is happening to the non-self complex. It is unfolding in for the this non-self. And if you remain the knower and the seer of this, then you will not be letting new evidences come in. But when is the new thing arises, you believe that this I am this body, that is the new intention. But that intent, that belief has been totally broken. I believe this should happen this way, this should happen this way, this should happen this way. And that is, and then when you do that, then that is the bhavo, the agnani bhavo, the middleman says, I am this, and then it continues to paint a new painting for the next life, for the next life. And the intellect keeps on saying, oh, it is better to live in this home, it is better to live in this location, it is better to have this kind of talent, it is better to study this, etc. So then, these are all then the results, because those are intentions that create a new blueprint that comes into effect as another Susanna with those that kind of powers, those kind of intentions. So this Gnana and Darshan does come into it, right? Now, yes, there is Gnana and Darshan, knowledge and vision is there also in ignorance, and knowledge and vision is also there with awakened state also. In ignorance, the knowledge and vision is, I am Uwe, I am Susanne, and I have to do this. With the knowledge and vision, and that is the Gnanavaraniya karma and Darshanavin karma. That is the veil of that obstructs your knowledge and vision by believing that I am over. Believing ignorance to be the correct thing, the ignorance gets perpetuated. Believing the Gnan to be the correct thing, the Gnan gets perpetuated. It depends upon which way are you sitting. Are you sitting in ignorance or are you sitting in Gnan? And so if you're in ignorance, then you will have Mohini. You'll have the four causes will apply. Then visual obscuring karma, knowledge obscuring karma, illusion will take over your Mohini, and then there'll be obstacles will arise. You want money doesn't come to you. Why? Because you wanted money, and now that is why the money is not coming into you. If you didn't want money, then would you have any problem with money not coming to you? So these are all the antarayas. Because you had asked for something, it becomes the obstacle. And then it keeps on wanting to have more and more from this. It keeps wanting to. And so, then if we want to try to understand this, that I has got two parts. And so, so now he's talking about the mixed self. This is mixed. So when you say I am pure soul, but when you say I am nada, you become the mixed self, and that becomes the charging part, you see. And that becomes a charging part. But you, this is when you don't have the gnan. But when you have the gnan, then even if you say I'm nada, it does not mix into the non-self complex, and therefore, so for the there is no mixture self anymore for the one who has become gnan. So now all you have is just a little bit of suffering only. But you, even if you say I am nada or I am uve, you are not mixing. It remains separate. You know, uve will do all kinds of things, good things, bad things. You become the knower, the blissful knower of everything that is happening. And so the pad and the bhavsatta, the domain, the intention domain of uve will come to an end, and you will rise into your absolute non-intention state, which is in the full enlightened state. Yes, yes. Now you have to ask for the energy to remain in the domain of the S capital self, swasatta, whereas bhavsatta, it's the intention, it is the domain of the intent. I want to do this, I don't want to do this, I want to have it this way, I don't want to have it this way. But you are becoming free from all of that. But in the ignorant state, you know, he believes I am this body only, so he has got no other choice. Whatever happens in front of him is an intention, and it keeps on accumulating, and then it keeps on making new blueprints for the next life only. So he never gets free from it. But now with I am pure soul, you, no matter how many intentions you make, those intentions you believe you are making, but in fact they are happening as part of unfolding scientific circumstantial evidences. You are not doing them anymore. And so if your intentions are very positive and you're helping others, then you are not even binding new karma of merit karma. And if you're hurting others, you are not even binding demerit karma. It is all discharging. Only you are not creating anything new anymore. It's just, if it has gone away from your belief that you are the doer, then you have become free only. Now the mixed pattern, now there is no mixed pattern. No, we do not have any more mixed self. We have the, now after the Gnanvidhi, the S capital self is separated from the small SELF. There is no mixed self called Alisha, Mishra Chetan. That is gone. That is only for the people who are not in the Gnanvidhi only. And the only thing that is unfolding are the effects of Alisha that were created in the past life through the intentions only. So you are in the knower seer state, and then Alisha is the doer that is discharging her residual karma only. And so this is in the exact, now don't try to complicate it by putting a third one in here. And so try, and on by remaining the knower and the seer of everything, of the subatomic particles that arise within Alisha, you will be attain Keval Gnan. But initially you cannot remain the knower and seer of the subatomic particles. Initially you became knower and seer of the circumstances, and then by the circumstances you go slower and slower to more deeper subtle levels of intentions, the intellect, ego, chit, etc., and then you move on further. And so and if you become free from your subatomic particles, then it doesn't matter what, if you are free from your rag dvesh, then nothing can touch you, no matter what the stalk that is there in the front for unfolding in front of you, then it is, you have become free from your garbage, then you are free. So you, the other person's garbage cannot touch you at all. The whole process is of cleaning up your only inner. As long as I have any kind of negative opinions about you, then I am still stuck up. So therefore I have to wipe off my offense. As long if I do not have any negative opinions about you, then I no matter what you carry within you, it's not going to spoil, create any kind of reflection within me. There is nothing to react. So I need to become free from my opinions about you only, not what you are. You are what you are is your own business. Now this is, and then so when you become free, then the one who is passing, what is samadhi maran? The death in samadhi, the death in the blissful state of the self, and there is no portion, there is nothing. You know, he might cry externally, but inside there is not the slightest connection of with this world at all as he is leaving this world. There is not only that, even as he is leaving the body, even people around are absolutely without any pain whatsoever. And that is also the sign of samadhi. We watched one yesterday. This person and his family members, he has lost multiple family members, one after the other in his family. But look at him. He is just, you know, he might cry externally, but there is samadhi inside. And the Mahatmas were absolutely unaffected as they watched that that Mahatma leave the body. But if you are the doer, if there is a sense that I am the doer, then you are going to continue to be manipulative, and it is going to. So bhavasatta is the causes, and to give the effect, this is the vyavasthit that is arises. It is through the bhavasatta. So we should. What is bhavasatta? Bhavasatta is called cause. Intention. To try to get into intention mode, it is the cause. You don't need to get into the intention mode. Are you making intentions, or are the intentions happening? If the intentions are happening, then you are not the doer of the intentions at all. So you have moved back. There is an Apta Sutra. I want to do is the intention, and it is happening is the knowledge. So you should say that this is the intention of whoever has the intentions. If they are good intentions, fine, promote that, yes. And if they are bad intentions, watch them. And if something breaks, then you say, okay, don't blame anyone, but try to pick up the pieces. Is there anything, what's the positive in it, and move forward. So encourage Uwe until the last minute to have the best evidences. Yes. But if you say, I want to make positive, I want to improve and make it all positive, then you are going to be sucked into the doership mode, and you will not be able to do it the way Dada wants you to proceed. So this is a very exact Jai Sachidanand. So this is now Akshay's question answered. We are almost coming to And now the last 9 minutes of the question, third question coming up on January 4th, 2012, first satsang of 2012 with our Gnani of current Vignan, Akram Vignan, current Gnani, Pujya Deepak Bhai Desai. An informal translation going on of this satsang here in Simandar City. Really good way to take it, yes, thanks. Thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
Amit.
Next one is from Amit. Next question.
Jai
Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand. In the five agnas, the penance component question I have. In the triangle of worldly interaction, and there is file one. And then when there is clashing, there are other files too. Are you talking about the home? Yes. There is a triangle in the home. There is file 1, file 2, file 3, say. There is a brother and the mother. There is mother. There might be the wife too. He is trying to speak in general, or the daughter. And the triangle could be any time. Every time there may be a triangle with a wife, with the son, with the mother. In the last month, I'm analyzing it, and I get absorbed in this problem. And during that time, the one who gets involved in the ego, and then there is ragdvesh. So the purusharth is to remain in the file. I have to see the file as a file. I have to see the other person as flawless, and I should not be smeared by the intentions of those other people. I am pure soul. I have to talk to Ankit. I have to see. I have to do prayer, and I have to decrease the effectiveness of file 1. I have to, and in extreme suffering, and there is, I miss out the penance. When there is a lot of suffering, I miss out. He says he showed all the various ways he employs, but when there is a lot of suffering, I miss out the penance. Do you feel negative about it? No, it's all happening inside. What is the negativity? Is there positive or negative? If negative is happening, then know that you are being sucked in. And so, look, he is doing this way, but But no, but if you just say the positive, even during whatever is happening, is the conversation, are you taking, he says, I ended up taking a security blanket of the family. How are you taking the security blanket after the clashes are over in the family? Are you taking it through satsang, or are you taking it again with more of the same, trying to become friendly with them again? Supposing you have said something in the family matters, then you slowly, in samayik, you have to review what you said. You have to see exactly why did he say what he did, what did he hurt anyone, which particular member of the family got hurt. Now let us come to the moment. This file one, and how does this file one behave during clashes with other files? And so then know that these are all unsettled accounts of ragdvish from past life that are unfolding now. And now there is, it is a rag, the component, and that is a dvish component, the like component, the dislike component. And you need to, you kind of become free through pratikraman, make Ankit do pratikraman, becoming free from the rag and the dvish that happened. Don't try to go very high. You just listed about 7-8 different ways of remaining the self. But why don't you attack the first evidences of attachment and aversion that resulted in pain and hurt to others around? You are trying to set up such a complex gun in so many ways, but obviously there is ongoing hurt to the family members within you, around you. So you have not passed the first. You have not even applied Agna 4 at all. You have not made the appropriate adjustments. Even now, the hurt is happening. Once the hurt decreases to others around you, then you can move on to something higher in terms of your own inner subtle adjustments. Otherwise, it's going to become a mixture, like a hodgepodge, like a curry. You see, so no. So now, initially focus. Say you go to the office. So then deal with the office. So you halt your wife. When you are in the office, you don't remember your wife. In the office, you deal with the people who are in the office. Deal with them with practical manner. At that time, just because you are away from your wife, oh, you say, so I'm so unaffected. I'm not remembering life. No, you're in the office, and therefore you're not going to remember your wife. But once you leave the office, turn off the lights, take care of it. But you know now, then you go to the wife. If you are, you know, you are more concerned about keeping the light of the self lit, and you know, if awareness of the self, I'm pure soul, you have not dealt with your files first. So these files need to be settled with equanimity, and then naturally you will become more and more present in the awareness of I'm the pure soul, and this is all happening in front of me, you see, and you will become free from the entanglements of these files that make you entangle and stuck in rag and dvesh and attachment aversion reactions. And then the files will make noise because you have not dealt appropriately with file 1, Agna 1. You have not settled your files of Agna 1 properly. You have to deal with your relative self in the proper. You know, just because you go to the office and the manager, do you tell the people in the office, I'm a pure soul? No, you have to work as a manager. You have to work as Susanna in your group. You have to do everything. There you pay attention to what you got to do. And in that process, and it is automatically, the ego is naturally, naturally tanmayakar, naturally absorbed in the mind, speech and body to do the work that is necessary for Susanna to accomplish the work from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the evening. At that time, you don't have to worry about the pure soul. The pure soul is awakened for sure, sir. And once, I should not forget my pure soul. What kind of awareness is that? You attend to what you need to do. So yes. Then when you're taking a cup of coffee, when you're taking a break, look at the pure soul. You see, so be normal. Come into normality. You don't try to climb the fifth step without taking care of the first step. Rise on these inner steps in the proper manner, in the way you're supposed to rise, so that you will have a strong foothold. You see, and you know, what is my responsibility as I'm entering this office? What do I have to do? What work do I have to finish? You see, how do I get rid of how they, yes. So This is, you should have a balance of the two wings of the worldly interaction and the nishchay of the self. You cannot fly with only the one wing of the escapital self, nor can you fly with the one wing of the worldly interaction only. Both the wings will let you fly in the sky of liberation. So you have to attend to your worldly duties with exactness. You cannot just say, oh, I'm in Akram Vignan, I'm pure soul, so I'm blissful, I don't have any connections with the world anymore. No, you have to attend to the world, you have to attend it. You don't have to become a bhava, you don't have to become an ascetic, you don't have to become a renouncer of this. Everybody should around you should be satisfied, nobody should have a red flag against you, nobody should be complaining about you. And so when you have when you are in free time, you are not interested, then you do your whatever Charan Vidhi, Vachan, anything else. So then there will be a very beautiful balance for you of the VVPS, the Vidhi, Vachan, Pratikraman, Samayik. Okay, now, is there anybody on the telephone? Jai Sachidananda to all the Mahatmas and telephone now. I think the tele satsang is ending now. They are coming. Okay, so now it's just going to be a lot of sound, so I'm going to put it on pause here before he does the Vidhi. I will join you again in the Vidhi here. So now, no, you should, because it is only by becoming the pure soul there is Vyavasthit. If there is no Vyavasthit, if you are not the pure soul, only when you are the pure soul there is Vyavasthit. So you cannot, so see the separation. This is, we have the Aptavani of this Gnan Vani, and we have excellent explanation, Aptavani, and then there is part two. Try to understand, try to read the Aptavani of Vyavasthit, Aptavani 11. It is magnificent. Magnificent. Do a study. So Deepak Bhai wants to study again. There is for Mahatmas, it is the second half of Vyavasthit, and in part one is the science of Vyavasthit, and part two is for the applied Agna of Vyavasthit for Mahatmas. So let us do the Vidhi now. Let us do the study. Let us study. So the whole process. The new thing is how to study Vyavasthit. Say, Machu Shuddhatma, Chu Shuddhatma, Shuddhatma, Chu 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 Shuddhatma, Tatma chu shut 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 tatma. Jai Sachidan, Jai Sachidan, Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidana to everybody, just to all the Mahatmas and the tele satsang. Everybody wants. Okay, he'll be going to the temple. He's going up to the temple.
Everyone can go upstairs.
Upstairs to the temple.
As soon as he gets up, then go quickly so you can.
So we should not. So please. So let's see, make sure that the negative does not arise when you go. So still his satsang going on still. Because, so Deepak Bhai says, and Sri Bhai says, so try to understand the nature of the doer and Garvaras, the sweet juice of doership, and the suffering that arises within when things don't happen according to the way you wanted it. So start seeing all of this within. Okay, let us do the samayik. So we should do about 10 to 15 minutes of samayik if you want, but we need to go upstairs. So that you go upstairs. Tomorrow, it's the married ladies. The chance is to ask the questions. Can ask questions. Those married Mahatma ladies can ask the questions. You know, today these questions were from married males. You see, and tomorrow is married females asking questions.